Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. But a lot has happened since I last wrote. Our Fat has moved into the guardhouse to live, and so visits us a lot, and spends a lot of time watching the industry going on in here, most of it trying to keep body and soul together. We are now forced to go outside the camp and work, tidying overgrown gardens round the neighbourhood and clearing the jungle. It's hard work, but people took to it rather well, as it's one way of letting our feelings go a bit. And the novelty of having something to do that is different from camp chores is a great help.
What's all the excitement, Mitz?
Haven't you heard, Steady? We're to go outside and clear up the jungle and the gardens.
Well, that should be a nice change. What do we do, dig the place up?
I suppose so.
What with? Our bare hands?
Well, we've asked for axes. Heaven knows if we'll get them. We're waiting for them now.
There's a stir down in the guardhouse, girls. I think it may be the truck bringing the axes is in.
Well, why didn't you wait and see, Reen?
Oh, it's too hot.
I'll go down and see what's going on. If it's axes, I'll try and swipe one for our wood heap.
Jeff, Dot Freeman and I are thinking of going into business in opposition to you and Ioli.
You mean our bakery business?
Yes.
Well, you'll find it very up and down. First, supply can't keep up with the demand. Then when the supply's all right, you have to rush round whipping up the demand again.
We could amalgamate and work in twos. That might be easier.
Well, that's a good idea.
You could form a company and call it, Banker Buns Company.
Oh, we could compare recipes and help each other fulfill the orders around the camp.
Well, as soon as we get anything to start with again, we'll try it, Reen.
I know what you could call yourselves. Australian Bakeries Limited.
Limited is right, Mitz. Very limited.
It's a pity you and I only haven't got some wheat you could grow in your garden beds.
Oh, how is your garden, Jeff? I haven't had a look at it for ages.
Oh, it's coming along again now. It's quite a variety of things, if they come to anything.
When I first saw it, it looked like a couple of graves.
Oh, really?
It did a bit. But not now that things are growing there. I only got some balsam flowers. We put it in as a border, and we've started a small lawn. It's all very gay.
How will you cut the grass?
We trim it with our knife blade.
Well, girls, we're to be ready to start our jungle clearing tomorrow.
Did the axes come steady?
No, but they've sent in chungles. 72 of them.
Oh, those awful things we do the drains with. Oh, no.
They weigh a ton.
Well, not quite, but about 22 pounds each.
Oh, we'll never be able to work with those. I can hardly drag one along the drains, let alone swing one.
Well, there you are. There are no axes, so we have to make do still with the same old blunt one.
Are we all to go out together tomorrow, Steady?
I didn't say, but I think we'd better break up into squads.
Is the whole camp to work?
I don't know, Jeff, but I think it's only the British as usual.
Oh, let's work out squads now, girls. Then we can organize ourselves. We'll still have to get to our own chores as well.
So we toiled the next day and chunkled away at the gardens. It was terribly hot, but it did let off steam a bit. It wasn't so bad for a few days, until we got to the jungle. Then the fun started.
Oh, this is like hoeing solid rock.
Oh, awful working in this undergrowth with no shoes or anything on our feet. Oh, Lord knows what's crawling about here.
Well, keep your eyes peeled for spiders. Oh, this brute of a thing's heavy.
Oh, how are you going, Jeff?
Oh, I can't even make a dent in the ground. I'm working myself into a lather and don't seem to be getting anywhere. Oh, and I have to keep stopping to wipe the sweat from my eyes.
Oh, it's beyond me how we're ever going to make gardens out of this.
What I want to know is, what are we going to plant? And who gets the benefit of it when it grows?
Keep still, Jeff. Keep quite still.
Oh, what's the matter, Mitz?
Just keep still. Don't move. Don't jump. There's a snake just by your left foot.
Oh.
Don't move. You'll just have to wait until it goes. I can't reach. I wouldn't be quick enough. This thing's too heavy to lift. Don't move, Jeff.
I can't hold still much longer. My legs are shaking.
Hey, you two, get on with it. None of that government stroke.
We've struck a bit that isn't so hard.
Don't call out to them. Don't move.
Have you gone to sleep or something? What's the matter, Mitz?
Let's go over and shake them up.
If they come ploughing along...
Don't come any closer, Ian. Don't come any closer, Steady. Don't come any closer, Ian. Don't come any closer, Steady. Don't come any closer, Ian. Don't come any closer, Steady.
It sounds like
don't
a
come any closer, Reen.
What is she doing? Hey, Mitz,
shut up, Reen. Listen.
Steady. Don't come any closer. There's a snake by Jeff's foot. Keep still.
Can't we do anything about it? Can't we kill it?
I've got to move. I've got to.
Keep still, Jeff. Reen, is there a stick or stone near you? Anything you can get without moving about.
Wait, I'll look.
I can get a small stone just by bending down.
Bend down slowly. When you get it, throw it over behind Jeff and to her right. It's a risk, Jeff, but it might distract it.
Anything would be better than this?
I've got it. Now, to her right?
Yes. Don't miss, for the love of Pete.
Jeff, over here!
Oh, are you all right, old thing? Just let me sit down for a minute.
Well, don't sit on a snake.
After that, we kept a sharp lookout for snakes. There were hundreds of them, but none of us were caught like that again. Seedling, the Jap officer with the different face, brought us all kinds of seeds and young cuttings to plant as we got the ground cleared, and soon the place started to flourish with gardens. We still wonder who will reap the benefit of our labours. Every day now, somebody inspects us, or something exciting happens. Who said internment was boring?
Pinko! Pinko!
Now what? Surely not another inspection. We had one yesterday.
And the day before.
And the day before that. I think we must be seeing the whole Japanese army one at a time. Oh, well, come on.
Here he comes. His Royal Oriental Highness approaches.
His Royal Oriental Lowness is more like it. What a squat little monstrosity.
I'm glad he's inspecting the Dutch line first. I like to get a good look at them. Now, I ask you, isn't that a smart line of officer?
They're certainly unlike officers as we know them.
They're so serious about it all. And their get-ups.
That's what I mean. Look at the ridiculous little cap perched on top of that shaven head. And the coat three sizes too small.
I like the way their rank is pinned on with safety pins. And the multicolored patches on their shorts.
No, I think the socks and slippers and suspenders are the best touch.
I've been waiting for the day when one trips over his sword. They always look too big for them. This one's nearly trailing his in the dust. Look.
Of course, we must look more than odd ourselves. Hot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Look out. Here they come.
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, Hattie, ho, Matt.
I say, girls, I've got news.
Good or bad?
Good.
Then speak on.
We are to be paid.
Eh?
What? Oh, I can't believe that.
It's true. We're to line up at 12 o'clock and we'll all be paid.
Oh, what a thrill to have some money again. How much will we get? Do you know, miss?
4 guilders, 50 cents each. They've promised to pay us every month.
Well, what's that work out at? About 2 shillings a week, doesn't it?
Roughly. What'll we buy?
The guard told me there would be food brought in for us to buy tomorrow.
What can have bitten them?
Does seem too good to be true. I think I'll believe it when I see it.
We were paid, and there was food sent in to buy. Little sweet biscuits that melted away to nothing on your tongue. 9 cents each. Boiled sweets at 1 cent each. Not very filling, but the taste of sugar was wonderful. Then, one Sunday, a car drove up to the camp.
4 bamboos.
Red dragon.
Mahjong!
Oh, Jeff, you should be ashamed throwing out a red dragon at that stage of the game.
Listen, that's a car.
Oh, so it is. I wonder who that can be.
I'm going to have a look. Coming?
Yes, I will.
No, I'm not moving for anyone.
When you can tell us. Won't be anything very exciting either. Probably someone else doing things.
Not on a Sunday, surely.
Stopped at the gate. Somebody's coming in.
It's a nip and it... Hey, what's he got?
Looks like a great bag or something. Now what? Looks around. Doesn't seem to think much of the place.
I agree with him there.
And drops the bag. That's odd. He leaves it.
Mitz, look at the bag.
Oh, the bag, it's moving.
It can't be.
You're right, Jeff, it is. Come on.
What are you going to do?
Open it.
Oh, but Mitz, we don't know if it's for us.
There's no one about except a few Dutch kids. We'll have a look.
We'll be careful.
We'll be ready to run. It could be anything.
Can you manage?
Yes, just a tick. Well, low me down.
What is it?
Fish. Beautiful, fresh fish. They're still kicking.
We have never been more surprised. The Dutch children were wildly excited. Some of them had never seen a live fish before, and they ran around the camp calling, "This! This!" That ration worked out at 3/4 of a fish each. The first protein we've had for 12 months. It was very good. A few days after the fish arrived, in came 30 live fowls. Definitely internees, too, by the look of their figures. And how we got to work on them. We had a squad to kill, pluck, and clean them, then cut them up and put them into one large stew. All their insides were cooked separately, so we had poultry twice in one day.
This is delicious.
I've actually got some meat.
So you should have pet, my girl. It worked out to 1 fowl to 18 people. Pretty toothsome, I call it.
And we'll have some chicken broth this evening.
Things are looking up.
Well, what with this and the fish, if we go on at this rate, we'll be putting on weight.
I don't know about that. I can still fit into my 20.5-inch bed space with these.
But things are getting better. Duck eggs coming in at the rate of 1 each per week.
Oh, don't talk to me about duck eggs, Pat. The last one I got was bad.
Oh, but they're still good to have steady. Even a bad duck egg makes a good omelette.
Did you hear the latest about the orchestra?
No, what, Jeff?
Well, you know Nora conducts the rehearsals in the Dutch kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, it's been cut to 2 nights a week now. And Nora has to beg permission from the guard on duty for us to sing.
Why on earth?
Nippon doesn't approve. They want to know how we can sing while our people are being killed.
They wouldn't understand if you told them. Well, you'll excuse me if I lick the dish, won't you?
Queen Victoria drank out of her saucer. I don't see why you shouldn't lick your dish.
Jeff? Jeff, come here a minute.
What is it, Steady?
Jeff, do you see what I see?
It's our pet.
What on earth is he doing dressed like that?
The yellow pajamas and slippers is hardly the apparel for a dignified member of the Imperial Japanese Army.
Boy, he seems to be getting into a terrible flap. Oh, here comes Mitz on the double.
Hey, anyone in the hut?
Well, only Steady and I.
Arsat wants 6 strong women from each dormitory.
Good gracious, what for?
They'll be hard-pressed to find 6 strong women in the whole camp. What's he want them for, Mitz?
He wouldn't say, but they've got to go straight away.
Oh, well, I'll go.
I will too.
I'll rustle up some others and be with you in a minute.
We took off trustingly and came back a few minutes later lugging huge iron vat things called qualis. This means community cooking for the British. The Dutch have had community cooking ever since we came into this camp, but the British have had small fires going every few yards up and down their lines, with an awful mess and untidiness everywhere. We couldn't do anything else, since we didn't have anything large enough for community cooking.
I'd rather carry those for a yard than a mile.
What are those great things you just brought in? They look like cauldrons that the savage tribes cooked explorers in.
Well, our fat has told us all the British have to have community cooking. And those are the cooking pots.
Yeah. He's also told us we'll have to strip the poor rickety old Australian kitchen and build 4 fireplaces.
Mm. Well, that's easier said than done. And what do we build them with?
That's the point.
We'll have to tear down the smaller fireplaces and take what bricks and stones will fit. We can cement them together with the clay.
Clay, she says. There's plenty of that at the wellheads.
Oh, well, come on, girls. It's all hands on deck. We'll have to organize our squads. Let's see. There'll be rice cooks, vegetable cooks, wood choppers, water carriers, washer-uppers, ration officers, and so on.
And on, and on, and on.
Well, it's quite a business completely reorganizing everything.
Still, it might be better. Everyone will have a set job once we get it sorted out.
Oh, Lord. Well, don't tell me they're calling us to say the kitchens are in the wrong place and we have to start all over again.
Well, if they do, Jeff, I'm going missing. I can't lift another rock.
Oh, how can I get all this organized if I keep on getting interrupted?
Poor old Mitz. Come on. Ah, we're to be honored. It looks as if Captain Seeky wishes to say a few words to us.
Little Charlie Chaplin's with him again. Yes, it's going to be Seeky. He's climbing onto the table.
I love the way he stands up there with a fierce look in his eye and speaks to us in straight Japanese.
It's not very enlightening.
Chew it, say up. Chew it, say up. Kishikushan, nai de wa. Moto kishinto seton seyo.
Toronto
wa mina ishka onu. Mato yeyo. Kimono o amari taksan dashite okanai yone seyo.
Sounds as if it should be good.
Scott is translating to Mrs. Hinch. It will be passed on to us in a minute.
Nissan no bakudan ga ochiru yote ita ga wadi wadi ga. Onmai tachi o ho'o siru kara shinpai sorona.
Come on.
Well, here we are, girls. He's saying we're to put our cabin trunks together in one place.
Oh, but of course my cabin trunks are such a nuisance to me. I can't think where to stack them.
Put our clothes away. We're to be inspected in 2 days. We're to expect bombs, but our protectors will take care of us.
It's the first time Seeky's shown us any consideration. We'll see if he means it. Get on with it, old boy. We've got more to do than stand around listening to you jabbering all day.
It's all very well for him. He's in the shade of the shelter shed. Not to try standing out in the sun for a while.
Captain Seeky's just said that if we bomb, he will go into the rubber with us and die with us.
Well, that is the best possible thing he could do. Come on, let's give him a cheer.
Stop. He's completely nonplussed.
Habis!
That's the word I like to hear.
What, Miss?
Habis. Dismiss. Now back to my organizing of squads.
Had to hide my diary again. For 6 weeks this time. 3 more British women have died. If only the Nips would give us quinine and something to stop dysentery. There have been more changes. Pay has stopped already. And now we have what Nippon has the nerve to call a bank account. Instead of getting our money for the month, we get 3 bananas, a small piece of green pineapple, and a cup of sugar. Less food all round, but fresh fish still, on Sundays, well, for the last few Sundays anyway. The latest Jap idea of vegetables is for us to eat jungle. Wild vines, leaves of dahlias, and most grasses.
Well, one good thing about the pineapple, the skins make good cordial, and their tops are excellent scrubbing brushes.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better, Pat, if there were more edible bits. I can get along without a scrubbing brush, but there's nothing worse than being constantly hungry.
I believe eggs are going into the hospital patients now. They get 3 a day.
Oh, it makes me so mad to think of some people who've never done a hand's turn in camp getting 3 eggs a day in hospital.
I know, Miss. I get furious, too. We do all the work and don't get any because we're well.
What was Seeky burbling about today? I was so hot and feeling so rotten, I just didn't hear.
Well, he said he couldn't get any more food for us and we must grow our own. After September, rice will be almost non-existent.
And what do we live on then, Jeff? Fresh air?
He said we must take life more seriously. Sing less and dig more gardens.
Oh, yes, the gardening again. I suppose it'll be the same old hard-working few carrying the same old passengers with what they call their hearts, who say they can't work.
I don't think anybody has a normal heart at this stage.
The so-called hearts get any odd eggs from hospital for staying at home, while we dig for victory on an empty stomach. It's not fair.
I've worked the squads out, so each one of us will be wielding a 22-pound chunkal for at least an hour a day. It's the best I could do, girls.
Oh, poor old Mitz. You're always trying to work out squads for this or squads for that.
I'm going to turn in. See you in the morning, girls.
Right, Steady.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Steady. Night. See you in the morning.
You're on the early squad, Jeff, so you'd better go to bed, too.
I love the way we still say go to bed. Anything less like a bed I've yet to meet.
When we get out of this and get back to our own little beds, we probably won't be able to sleep for comfort.
If I ever go to bed on a proper mattress, I'll want to stay awake all night to enjoy it. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Miss.
Good night.
Lying on these hard boards, whether on your allotted bed space or outside on a table, it's hard to remember what a real bed feels like. But I don't seem to remember it sticking into every bone and making you ache. Still, I suppose if we're here long enough, we'll get used to it. They say the first 10 years are the worst. And we've given up all hope of our mercy ship ever coming for us.
Again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.